Good morning, everybody. This is Heart to Heart, talking to spirit and animals. And what a great week we've had. Gil and I have been talking about this weather. I don't know about you guys, but I'm loving this cool, crisp weather. I said it felt like September the other morning when I was out with the dog. So I don't know. August is changing. I remember August being the hottest, steamiest month around here. So now we've been having some cool weather. I don't know what to make of that, but it's still rainy. So this has been a big rainy year for us so far. So I'm reminding everybody, this is your chance to get a free mini reading. So please call in if you'd like to get a reading or just talk to me. And I have a special guest this morning. The number here to call, is 717-637-0052. So we'll be taking your questions and doing readings. So this is a good opportunity for you all. So I'm very pleased this morning. I have just a delightful, delightful gal joining us. And I have to tell you, every time I talk to her, I get off the phone and I feel like I just had a big teddy bear hug. She always makes me feel so good. And I know you're all going to feel the same way by the time our show is over at 10 o'clock. But her name is Cindy Plume. And Cindy is also a radio show host. Her show is called Keeping It Real with Cindy. And she's on Blog Talk Radio. And because of her life experiences, she has a passion to reach out and help anyone who is struggling in life. And we're going to talk about struggling a little bit when Cindy's on the air very shortly. She's always had an interest in both the afterlife and paranormal activity. She's been a spiritual coach for many years, helping people to look inside and find their own place of peace, inner harmony, and healing. So, good morning. Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, good morning. My pleasure. How are you today?
Oh, I'm just great. I love it.
Oh, good, good. It sounds beautiful there.
Oh, it's been gorgeous. It's been rainy off and on, but oh, we've had wonderful weather. It's been in the 60s and 70s, and it had been so steamy hot here. So we're enjoying this. My dogs are enjoying this. They're all frisky in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is? They're running around and they're like a little crazy. And I'm like, you just go have fun.
Yeah.
Hey, so Cindy, I know you consider yourself a spiritual coach rather than a medium. So let's start there. What's the difference to you and what does that mean to you?
Well, I think the difference is, of course, we know mediums reach out to people that have crossed over and get messages. And for me, I take phone calls or emails or radio show calls from people that are struggling in daily life and just need to talk about it and, you know, have somebody kind of try to give them some answers outside of the box.
Yeah, like a little different perspective for them to maybe look at what's going on.
Right, right.
Well, I love that, Cindy, because last week we had somebody, it was also more the human spirit, and that's what I'm hearing from you is that's your focus is the human spirit.
Right, right. And it's a passion for me. I feel like nobody should ever feel like they're completely alone, you know, that there's always someone out there that cares, will listen, and be there for them.
Oh, and that's so important that people feel that they have somebody that they can go to, and it's just an ear. Sometimes I just say, just let me be an ear.
Right, exactly. So sometimes that's all they need is someone just to hear. They don't have anybody to talk to or don't feel like they have anybody to talk to.
Yeah, a lot of times I go into the I have to fix it mode. My husband will tell you that. I'm always like, I have to fix it. Sometimes you don't have to fix it. Sometimes you just have to be there.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, generally speaking, we can't fix it. They have to fix it. But we can just help them to see things a little differently.
Yeah, that is so valuable. So you have always been a caregiver, haven't you?
Oh, my entire life. It's I've been, you know, both physical and otherwise, but I took care of my grandmother for over 20 years. I took care of my father-in-law. I've taken care of so many people. It's not funny, but I think the one that I was closest to, of course, was my grandmother. She was with me for a little over 20 years, and she was just a gift. You know, it's something that you look back on and you realize all of the changes in your life because of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's a long time, Cindy. And I know caregiving can be very strenuous on the caregiver.
Yeah, it can be. But I think a lot of it has to do with your attitude.
Yeah, I was going to say that it's your perspective on it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes I think we tend to give the things that we perceive as negative more attention than all of the blessings that are around us. And you know, it's something that I've noticed a lot in talking with people is that they tend to sometimes give the smaller things that we're not going to even think about in less than a week all of their focus, all the power. And there could be dozens of things around them that are blessings that they're overlooking that they're not giving any power to.
Yeah, well, what do you think? That's like human nature. We always go to, like, what's the worst thing that could happen from this?
Right. I think you're right. It is like, it's a habit.
Yeah.
You know, our minds just go there.
But I think that's a very good word that you use, Cindy, because I think it is a habit that we instantly pick up the negative. So, you know, with any habit, we can change that, can't we?
Exactly. We can. I think it's just a matter. And, you know, first I think I want to say that negative is something that's going to pull you down, and we all know that. If we can change that habit and pull it into the positive, it can only do good by us. I mean, we will feel better. You know, our life will change. Our views on everything, it energizes us. It brings us to a different place. And so, yeah, it's life-altering. And it's just a matter of when you recognize that you're giving something a lot of power. And this happens with me, too. I think I told you on the phone the other day, I had to tell on myself because I wasn't walking my talk.
Uh-huh. So, but I love that. I love that. Not everybody will tell on themselves, Cindy.
Yeah. And, you know, I had let some silly little daily activities that I perceived as bad get in the way. And I got so cranky and I recognized it, which is something that I started doing a while ago. It's like, okay, why am I here? Why are my thoughts in this place right now when what I'm doing is ruining my day over something that is so silly? I mean, it was, you know, the weather, and I was locked out of my house,
and I just
became extremely angry.
This was like a big drama now, right?
Oh, exactly. But, you know, I went back in my mind and I thought, well, wait. I was going to the grocery store, which is something I don't normally enjoy. And I thought, well, I have the money to go to the grocery store. I have a house to put the groceries in. I have my sister coming, which I adore. And I'm going to be in. So I just kind of removed those negative thoughts and replaced them with the positive thoughts of the day.
Yeah, you just rewired what was going on and said, here. And isn't that interesting that you were able to just say, okay, I'm not going there. Here's all the good stuff.
Right, yeah. And, you know, it works for everything. I mean, even my sister has just gone through a bout of cancer. And I'm one of these people that pays attention to everything. It's like I just notice things. And I noticed that when she had positive people around her,
mm-hmm.
she felt better. You know, she wasn't as tired. She didn't feel as bad, you know, doing the
treatments. From the treatments, right.
And when she had negative people around her, you could see her energy was drained. She felt worse. She just wanted to go lay down. You know, even had body aches and things like that. And I've noticed that with other people, in that their thoughts actually cause effects in their body, which makes sense in a way, because
absolutely,
you know, the negativity that we bring into our lives, and I use that on purpose, that we bring into our lives.
Uh-huh. I know. We all do it.
Causes stress, causes us, you know, to come out of our happy place, and is not good for us.
Yeah, and it has impacts so many different things, like you said, all different things.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know that too, Cindy, having gone through cancer myself, you know, it's amazing to me, the people that I had around me that were very supportive and looking ahead and knowing I was going to be okay, you know, it does, it energizes you. And then I had some friends, the dear, dear friends who I love, but they had negative experiences with cancer, and they just were like, oh my God, you're going to die.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's like, I was like, so it's like I spent my time with them boosting them up.
Right.
But, you know, I sort of did that for myself, too, for the same reason, because, you know, you have to sort of protect yourself, because it's so important to keep that energy up.
Right. You know, protect yourself as much as you would your best friend.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good thought.
Yeah. We tend to not give ourselves as much attention as we would our friends.
And I think of that as like your self-talk too, Cindy. Every once in a while, I'll catch myself saying something to myself, and then I'll say to myself, would I say that to my best friend? And of course, the answer is no. And I think, then why am I saying that to myself?
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I think you can't have that negativity in your life and be happy at the same time. And who, you know, we end up more productive, energized, our lives run smoother when we remove that negative thought pattern and stop giving it so much power. And there's going to be negativity in all of our lives. You know, there's going to be something that happens.
It's just part
situation.
It's just part of the whole living experience.
Right. But it's up to us how much power we want to give to each of those circumstances, and if we want to be happy, if we want to move outside of that negativity and look at the things more positive. And, you know, there's so many things that we can do to kind of help train our brain how to go about removing the negativity. I mean, even in the morning when you're getting ready for work, you know, standing in front of the mirror, putting on your makeup or shaving or whatever, you can just think of all of the positive things that have been in your life over, you know, the last few days. Being in nature is something that usually energizes us, even if it's you're not an outdoorsy person, just to...
Fresh air and sunshine.
Exactly.
Just stand outside. You don't even have to go for a hike or anything.
Right. And, you know, another good way to do that, bring the positive in, is if you like to write, just journaling. Journaling about all of the great things that have happened to you that day. And, you know, you'll probably be amazed at the fact that your list for the good things is much longer than the one for the negative things. And, you know, it's something that we tend to want to give the negative all of that power, and then we want to blame it on something or someone.
Yes, I like that too, the blame thing. Well, I think we have a caller, right, Gil? Okay, so Cindy, we'll let our caller hold for a minute.
No.
Okay.
We can take both.
All right, great. Okay. All right, so Cindy, hold on, and we'll get our caller in, and I think she has a question for us. Okay,
you can go ahead.
Hello. Hi, who is this?
It's
just need
Ron.
A first...
How you doing?
Good. What was your first name again?
Ron.
Wine.
R-O-N.
Thank you, Ron. Sometimes it's hard to hear with these headphones on. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. I'm here and everything's well.
Well, that's good. See, we're just talking about that. We're talking about focusing on the positive and what's right with the world, right?
Right. And, last week I had a visit from an animal, And can you tell me which animal it was?
Oh, can I guess the animal? Can I? Well, I don't know. I'm actually seeing a raccoon. What kind of animal did you have? Is it?
It had to be a dog.
It had to be a dog.
Well, which one? I don't know.
Oh, so you had a dog. Now, Ron, are you saying you had a visit in spirit or a visit in real life?
In real life.
Okay. All right. So you had a dog come to your home?
He came and rubbed up against me.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'm thinking you're a real dog person attracting him.
Well, I'm into animals and stuff. I like, you know, all animals.
Well, that's...
I couldn't figure out which one it was.
Oh.
I was hoping you could tell me which one it was.
Oh, I don't know. You're looking for a name? Is it somebody... You think it's a dog that you know?
Yeah, it's one I know.
Oh, it's one you know. Okay.
Yeah, that has passed.
Okay, now I'm confused, Ron. I thought you said it was somebody who was in... came up to you in real life.
It did. It came up and rubbed up against me.
Okay, but you think it was a dog that had passed?
Yes.
That is now on the other side...
Right.
You know, used to be with you. Okay. All right. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
I'm sorry if I'm confusing.
That's okay. It's hard sometimes with animals because it can be both ways. All right. So let me see. And Cindy, you can chime in too. Are you still here with us?
I am. I'm here.
Okay. All right. So let me see if I can get a feel for this one. Okay, Ron, I don't know what kind of dogs that you've had, but this seems like a medium-sized dog to me with short hair. Okay, and I'm seeing a lot of brown. Does that...
A lot of brown?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't ring a bell.
Okay.
Not a recent, you know.
Okay, well, it may not be recent.
I can understand that, too.
You know, because sometimes people have animals who come back from childhood.
And that's exactly what I was getting. And I saw brown also.
Okay, thank you, Cindy.
You're welcome, but it
so you
feels
both saw
to
brown,
me like a dog in childhood.
Oh, okay, so you did too, Cindy. You think it might be, Ron, we're thinking it might be one from when you were a lot younger. A child.
Okay, I'm going to feel in my head which one, who it could be.
Okay. Well, either way, I'm thinking this is somebody that you definitely know from earlier days coming back to just say hello to you and thank you for, you know, being you and taking such good care of them.
Well, that's wonderful. I just wish I knew who it was. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, at least you know it's somebody from when you were younger. So,
right.
So all right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Ron.
Thank you for helping.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Oh, great, Cindy. It's always great for me to hear somebody else, you know, because I love it when we both get the same things.
Right, and I saw it pretty much what you did. It felt like it came from his childhood. Or his younger years, maybe teens, and it was brown. I saw it maybe a little bit larger than a medium-sized dog,
mm-hmm.
But I also saw short hair.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I always have to, my friends always say, it's hard for you to judge a dog's size because I'm always thinking my dogs aren't that big, and meanwhile, my friends think my dogs are the size of ponies.
Yeah, and it is. I think we all see our dogs as a little different, depending on what we're used to. And I always had a little larger than medium-sized dogs,
mm-hmm.
like a Cocker Spaniel is what I had.
Okay.
And that's kind of maybe slightly smaller than that is what I was seeing.
Okay. So cause for me, a Cocker Spaniel is tiny. You know, because I'm looking at Great Pyrenees and Newfoundlands and...
Oh, yeah.
You know, so no wonder my friends think they're like little ponies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're gonna have to take a break here.
Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Okay, we'll be back with Heart to Heart, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services.
Okay, we're back. Hi, everybody. It's Heart to Heart, talking to spirit and animals, and with my special guest, Cindy Plume, this morning, who's a spiritual coach. And Cindy and I were just talking about ways to sort of reframe things and get yourselves more in that positive frame of mind, weren't we, Cindy?
Yes, and there are so many tricks that you can do to help yourself, although, you know, we've kept ourselves, and it's become a normal for us to sometimes hold on to the negative things, or I should say perceived negative things in our lives. And we were just talking about that, too, because sometimes I think things happen that we perceive as negative, but they're actually protecting us.
Yeah, absolutely. I was telling you about, you know, when you got that slow car in front of you, and this happened to us, and you're like, oh my gosh, we got to get somewhere, and, you know, this car's only going, you know, 40, and we need to be rolling, and then 3 minutes later, you come upon an accident, and you say, oh my gosh, that could have been us.
Mm-hmm. You could have been right there.
Yeah.
And, you know, so what you had perceived was actually something that was protecting you and not causing a problem for you. But, you know, research actually shows that when you move into that positive place, when you're grateful, that there's reported levels of alertness, enthusiasm, determination, attentiveness, energy, all of those sorts of things that can actually help you also in what it is that you do. So whether it's your work or your life,
it's school, learning.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love that when you have that research stuff that backs up, you know, what we know and what we know from a spiritual perspective. They're hearing more and more research is backing that up. So how about that? It really sets your whole brain and system into a whole different mode.
Right. It does. And you know, just recognizing, and you know, I can give an example, or the example that you just gave, if you would have recognized right away, okay, there's a slow car in front of us, you know, we might be a couple of minutes late, but there's maybe a good reason for this.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than, you know, getting angry and cursing the car that's driving in front of you, because that's going to take your mind into that place of negativity, and you're going to get where you're going, and you're going to be cranky. And, you know, wherever it was you're going, if it was an interview, you certainly don't want to walk in.
Cranky.
Exactly. And so, you know, so just starting your morning off even with a positive attitude of gratefulness for whatever it is that you do have, and you know, is going to change your whole perspective as you walk out the door. And when those little things happen, just trying to find a way to bring the positive in to whatever that might be. You know, I had a girl call me once, and she was really upset and said, my day has been lousy. And I said, what happened? And she said, well, I went to work, and on my way home, I got to my street that I live on, and I got a flat tire. And she said, I couldn't believe, you know, I'm almost home, and I get a flat tire. And then she goes on to tell me, I said, well, what did you do? Well, my neighbor happened to be home that day, so he came out and changed it for me. And that had ruined her entire day. And I said, well, you know, it's funny because you didn't have a blowout on the highway. It so happened that your neighbor was home to help change that tire for you so that you could, you know, get home without any problems. So what I actually saw and what she was perceiving as negative was the positive.
Oh, yeah, lucky her.
Lucky her that she didn't have a blowout on the highway.
Yeah.
And, you know, have nobody to come and help her. You know, everything that had happened, of course, it's never pleasant to have a flat tire.
Nah.
You know, but what I'm saying is that because of the way it went down for her that day,
there were so many more blessings than there, than just, you know, this negative flat tire. But for some reason, the tire got all the attention.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it's just how we look at things. But
I think that's really what's so magical about what you do with people, Cindy, because, you know, when it happens to us, we just get so caught up in it. And you can step out of that and look at it from a different perspective and reframe it for somebody, just like you did with her. So, well, let's look about what really happened here. And weren't you lucky your neighbor was home and that you didn't blow out and have an accident on the highway? And, you know, so sometimes it just takes somebody else to help open our eyes.
Right. To help you to see what positive things came from that day. You know, because when we get ourselves in that negative place, our energy lowers and we don't see the blessings around us. We can't be happy and negative at the same time. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's a matter of just keeping up your energy, and like I said, training your brain to find the good things, to pull yourself out of that place, to make yourself happy. Because none of us want to walk around being grumpy all the time or angry or upset with people.
Yeah, and you know, Cindy, it's a conscious choice. And so all of this is choices. It's not like life happens to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it happens for you. And I always tell people, you know, like I'll have somebody, then they'll talk about, oh, I just can't stand to be around that person, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, you know, well, what do you like about her? What are the things that, you know, you enjoy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they have to think about it and said, well, you know, she always does have some pretty good stories. And
mm-hmm.
But you have to make yourself look for things sometimes when you're in that mode.
Right, right. And you know, it's another reason why you might want to, if you can't pull yourself out of, you know, that place mm-hmm. of negativity, maybe just sitting down and writing on a piece of paper and then going back a half an hour later and reading it and then changing it and trying to find all, because it puts your mind in a place of looking for positive instead of stuck on that negative place.
Well, I like that. I like that tip, Cindy, because, you know, sometimes just writing things out. I mean, did you ever have, you know, people who like were really upset at somebody and they write a letter and they never mail it?
No.
But they get it out.
Mm-hmm. And I recommend that a lot because I call it, I have this saying, step away from the keyboard, which is not really just for the computer, but for life. And usually when we're in an emotional place, whether we're hurt or angry or sad, we tend to pull all of the negativity out of ourselves, even in writing, and we say things that we really don't mean.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you write them down first, even if it's on the computer, but you just don't hit the send button, you walk away, you take a couple of deep breaths, you try to think of positive things. Do something that you enjoy. Go back, reread what you wrote, and more than likely you're going to make changes because the emotion is not as strong that caused you to write what you had written to begin with.
Yeah, and I think it just, like I always say, you know, that energy flows right out of you into the pen, right onto the paper.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like that release.
Right. And you know, it's we tend to make everything about ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all about us.
Yeah.
We all do it. I do it, too.
I do, too. Human nature to make it about us. And sometimes it's actually not about us at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the other person. And so, you know, again, we tend to want to throw blame. And, you know, it's their fault. They did this. They made me feel this way. That sort of thing, but really nobody can make you do anything.
Yeah.
It's your own thought patterns that cause, you know, whether it's a trigger from something from the past or something that's currently happening, you feel your own feelings. Nobody puts those in your head.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I can't remember the guy from, you know, the Holocaust. You know, he said, you know, you do it to yourself. Here he is in the midst of all this horribly wretched stuff, but he was keeping himself above it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's your own mind, you know, that does that to us. And it's interesting, but it's so hard, you know, to turn it around sometimes. But it can be done because it is a choice.
It is, and it can be done. And it's just a matter of, again, of recognizing and then changing.
Yeah, and I think it's a little steps, you know. It's like the one thing I try to do is, you know, because I can be, you know, very critical sometimes. And I think, okay, when I hear that criticism coming out of my mouth, just stop. Or I know it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it has helped me a lot, too. It's like, okay, you know, I try to catch it beforehand. Because once it comes out, you know, it's so hard. You know, you can't take things back. You know, you can move forward. You can replace it with something more positive is really the easiest way, you know, to move forward with those kinds of things.
Right. And I completely agree with that. It does take time, though. It took me a while to do this train my brain thing, where when something negative comes in, I have to, it takes me a few minutes, and then I'm like, well, wait, I don't want to go there. Let's see what blessings I can find around me. Just pulling your mind away from the negativity takes the power away from the negativity.
Yeah, and sometimes it's as easy as taking a deep breath,
mm-hmm.
and just a moment, just stop for a moment before your mouth opens.
Right.
You know, yeah. Give yourself a chance to, you think before you talk and sort of, you know, map out what might be coming out of your mouth and then map it out in a more positive way.
Right. And we can all do that. If we try to think about, it's not always about us, it could be about the other person. We have no idea.
Yeah, we have no idea what's going on in their day.
No. And so, you know, even if a person comes up to us and says something that seems rude or insulting, or, you know, generally that's about them, because we all think in the sense of ourselves. It's, you know, I know that sounds, but generally speaking, we do.
Yeah, and it's true, Cindy. I mean, don't take it personally, because, mm-hmm. you know, that's their thing.
Right. And I find that I end up feeling bad for the other person because I realize that they're going through some type of struggle. And I certainly wouldn't want to be that way.
Yeah. Oh,
and
bless
you,
Cindy.
You know, it's kind of the empathy comes in, and I think, how sad is that? And then you tend to want to reach out and help them.
Yeah.
And so instead of
being insulted.
Being insulted and wanting to lash out at them, you want to, you know, do something to make them feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do that for ourselves. We don't tend to do that. When we're in that place, we don't tend to look at ourselves and want to help ourselves as much as we do other people. And I think we need to remember that we're our own best friend.
Yeah, but we don't think of it that way, do we? Sometimes
no.
We don't think. Like I said, you know, when I stopped and thought, you know, what am I saying to myself, and would I say that to my friend?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so think about that, because you know you are your own best friend,
right? And you're the person you can count on the most.
Yeah,
for support, and so support yourself. And this is part of what we're talking about, is supporting yourself in a sense of being happy instead of being letting the negative things take the attention. And, you know, so if you have something negative happen in your life, like, we're all living in stress. I mean, these days it's like constant go, you know, so many things that we have to get done in a day, and one little thing can take the attention and ruin that day. So we need to learn how to not give that little thing all of the power.
Yeah.
To put the power back, because once we do that, we, you know, change our whole thought patterns, and suddenly we're achieving more, we're more enthusiastic. We have, you know, it's been proven in studies that we just accomplish more.
Yeah.
When we're in a positive state of mind.
So who doesn't want a little more energy and more Zoom to get things done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Cindy, we're winding down here, so I want to make sure people know how to hear, you know, some good things from you and contact you.
Well, I have my radio show, which you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Which
well, now tell people how to access that. That's on Blog Talk Radio, right?
Right. If you do a search for Blog Talk Radio, or you can get to it through Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And just key in Keeping It Real with Cindy or Cindy Plume. Either one, you'll find me. And my radio shows are generally on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay, great. Thank you for converting that to Eastern.
And also I have a page on Facebook called Keeping It Real with Cindy Radio. So if you just do a search in the search engine on Facebook for Keeping It Real with Cindy Radio,
okay,
you'll find me there also.
Well, I'm going to encourage people to do that, because you are just a plethora of good information and good vibes.
Mm-hmm. And you know I just adore you, Jesse.
Oh, thank you, Cindy. Thank you. All right. Well, we have about a minute. So, in closing, Cindy, is there any final thoughts you want to say?
Just stay happy.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And, you know, put that smile on your face, because that's spreading it out to everybody that you're seeing today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and bounce in your step and, you know, just move on.
Right. Just keep yourself in a positive place. Stay happy. And as you said, smile.
Oh, my gosh, that's the easiest thing we can do, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And it changes our whole perception, too, when we smile. It's just another person looking at us and smiling back.
Yeah, great. Oh, thanks, Cindy. Thanks so
You're
much
welcome.
For being with us.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
All righty. And I just wanted to let everybody know, next week we're doing an animal theme. My guest will be Randy Grove. He's the president of the York Area Pet Bird Club. So I have to tell you, I was surprised to learn that, according to a national survey, there are 6.4 million American families that own birds as pet. I had no idea they were so popular. So he's going to talk to us about the joys of sharing your life with feathered friends. So he'll be here next week.